This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Patricia Guy, PATRICIAGUY. Date of birth 08/09/1941. Date of appointment 02/06/2023. Requesting physician Jonathan Waldman, JONATHANWALDMAN. Dear Dr. Waldman, I have the pleasure of seeing Patricia Guy today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 81 years old. Right-handed Caucasian woman who cannot motivate the legs to walk. She had fall last year. She does not have any numbness. She uses wheelchair for ambulation. Her memory is not good either. Past medical history, depression, repeated fall, hypertension, hypothyroidism, vitamin D deficiency, cellulitis, past surgical history, not known, allergy to gabapentin, medications, losartan, levothyroxine, metoprolol, sertraline, polypropylene glycol. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. Family history, unable to obtain physical examination. Blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lung failure to auscultation, heart SNS to regular and rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Patient is deaf on the right side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronated drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, except right lower extremity 4.5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses or flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. She walked few steps with the help. Assessment and plan, 81-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, gait ataxia. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait apraxia. Number 4, multiple falls. Number 5, depression. Number 6, hearing loss on the right side. Next paragraph. Her fall can be due to the peripheral neuropathy and sensory gait ataxia, but gait apraxia is also a possibility. Please check the B12 folate TSH. If not checked before, please try the physical therapy if not done before. Orthopedic consult is recommended to rule out the right hip problem. If problem will continue, then she need EMG of the lower extremities. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis.